And last night, there was a Bloomington City Council meeting, and in studio with me, I've got Sheila Montney. Sheila, how are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, I love it when Sheila joins us and we can talk Bloomington City Council. Now, we're going to play a little bit of this clip of a public commenter last night, and there's a quick trip coming to the city of Bloomington, and we'll talk a little bit about it. But this public commenter, she raised some good questions.
More residential homes? On Market Street, you have 6 fueling stations. 3 of which provides fuel for trucks and overnight stays. I understand that Quick Trip is helping the city by providing infrastructure that they've always wanted and property to gain, you know, by annexation. And I understand it's going to bring money with the fuel and possibly whatever else that they offer at the store. But our community needs more homes, not more fueling stations.
And she went so far as to cry. She was very upset. So, Sheila, I guess my question is, you know, why the Quick Trip and what was exactly on the table last night for the vote and how did you vote?
Sure. First of all, let me just acknowledge her comment. There were a lot of people at public comment last night, and there were also a number of people who came to public comment in early March when the Planning Commission was reviewing this matter, and all of them had great points to make. There were some other comments last night that I would encourage anyone to listen to, and I take those comments very seriously. It's so important, you know, to balance the individual interests with the collective interest of the community, near-term and long-term. And that's what makes some of these choices very, very hard and sobering. I was talking with one of the other council members before the meeting, before we heard from any public commenters, just about the value of that input and how much information maybe contextually is there that isn't available or hasn't been shared recently, that you can find in the 623 pages of meeting documents that supported the meeting last night.
Mm-hmm. Long meeting.
It was a very long meeting. but what was on the table were a few things, but the main one related to this is the annexation of about 80 acres into the city of Bloomington that is on West Market Street. So that property currently is zoned agricultural. It's 80 acres that was sold several months ago to the folks who own Quick Trip. Mm-hmm. Quick Trip is a privately held company, about an $11 billion company. They are huge. They just don't have much of a presence yet in Illinois, but there are some states like Texas and others where they have a very significant presence. So what was on the agenda specifically that this commenter was talking about is the annexation of that 80 acres and proposals to rezone some of that agricultural property to business property for the purposes of a small portion of it being built as a Quick Trip travel center. Mm-hmm. This particular group distinguishes their brand from truck stops for a number of reasons. Their focus is really short-haul fuelers, people who just come in, gas up, you know, get some food. They will have a kitchen in there and actually provide food and things like that. But the issue on the table was, should the city of Bloomington annex this 80 acres? That was the number one. There's right. a neighborhood nearby that is just further down. If you were looking at it on a map, if you were coming from, say, the Veterans Parkway entrance into 55, 74, if you carry on down and if you exit Market Street, this neighborhood is in between Market Street and Washington Street on the west side of that freeway. Very, very nice folks in a very tight-knit neighborhood there who came together. So what with regard to this 80-acre acquisition, when Bloomington looks at growth, and there was a map put on later in the meeting on the broadcast, if anyone wants to look at it, as to how Bloomington over time has grown through acquisition, it's something that is not taken lightly. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, approached very deliberately. That area is the connecting point between the city of Bloomington and Rivian, really. And so when you look at services that are being required, and to her point, the demand for housing is significant, that's really a major issue and a direct route between downtown Bloomington and Rivian. So with regard to the annexation, I felt it was in the best interest of the city of Bloomington to annex that property for that reason.
Yeah.
If you look at the taxes paid currently, you know, they're very marginal on that agricultural land. But looking at it more broadly, the opportunity there to accommodate some of the needs that are being driven by the economic system is important.
Yeah, I there was another agreement that was passed by the city, and I think that it is actually a good thing to turn this downtown eyesore into an actual housing solution. So that kind of combats the issue of, hey, we need more residential areas, more places to live. And like you said, I don't know if the annexation of that property and if the, you could actually put residential housing in that property. And did they not want fueling stations because they are a global warming alarmist? That's about the Bloomington City Council meeting. And we'll have more buzzes to read here a little bit later, 309-451-9299. And for right now, ask your questions about Bloomington City Council. We've got Sheila Montney in studio. The city of Bloomington, they're a step closer to turning down this, turning this downtown eyesore into an actual housing solution. So how much money is this going to cost? That's and do you know off the top of your head, and how much is it going to cost the taxpayer?
Sure. Well, the taxpayer, it's not going to cost them anything if this isn't successful. So if you read what the plan was last night, 102 East LLC is going to be investing $4 million into renovating the building commonly known as C2 East. And, you know, their plans for this building are to make several apartments and then also four short-term rental units. And then the first floor will have some office space in it. So the city's participation in this has to do with things that are prospective in nature with regards to the additional tax revenue that will be generated, and then offsetting some of that future tax revenue as part of the incentive. There's also, you know, the provision of some parking places in the Lincoln garage for about 20 years, but those parking places are fixed overhead for the city. So that's, you know, not really anything that would add to the, you know, to the taxpayer. Yeah, I think in this case, there's been a lot of support for this project. And, you know, as you think about the city's participation in a project like this, you have to think of what would be the next alternative. This building has been vacant for over 10 years. So you have to factor in things like, what would it cost to demolish this building, as an example?
Yeah, I mean, it's just sitting there. And the best way, I think, to utilize that in this building would be to put in apartments. We know that the housing market is a wreck. We know that people are coming here because of Rivian. And at least this is going to have some, you know, rentals to where people can actually live in the city of Bloomington. I hope that they revitalize it and make it more appealing, make downtown more appealing. I think that's a lot of what Bloomington residents are concerned about, is that that downtown area, even those downtown business owners, they have got to be ecstatic about this, because it'll be nice to see this. And it's already there, right? So it's not like a new building is going up. It's already there. They're going to revitalize it. It's not going to cost the taxpayer too much money.
No, that's exactly right. Eight apartments, four short-term rental units, and then the space on the first floor. Mm-hmm. And when you look at what the obligations are by the community, again, that is a prospective. You know, you can read about it in the packet online. It's about property tax abatement in the future. So as this property generates income, that's where the city's participation really comes from.
Yeah. So it'll generate it, once it starts generating money, things like that Lincoln parking lot will go up with that taxpayer money.
The parking places are just kind of a separate thing. You know, we're making available, the city is making available these 20 parking places at the Lincoln Parking Garage for a period of time. But again, those parking places are already there. So that's fixed overhead for the city.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Sheila, thanks so much for coming in. I cannot wait. We're going to go to this Lincoln Reagan dinner. If you want more information about it, go to the McLeanRepublicans.org, McLeanCountyRepublicans.org. There's a Lincoln Reagan dinner. There's tickets that you can buy and stuff. I think that you can still buy your tickets. Sheila Montney, I'm so excited. I hope that we get to see each other there. And thanks so much for coming on the Morning Buzz.
Thank you.